Hey, kids, what time is it? That's right, it's 9 p.m. Sunday night, and it's time for What the Hell.
So,
you can chat with us.
Is it really loud for you right now?
Servers
it's,
in the Rams
it's okay.
So check
listen,
out the webcam at www.ramsradio.com.
I think you must have really hypersensitive hearing. Turn my mic up.
It's not your mic. The room mic. It's ours. What? It matters so much. It does, though, don't you think? What is going on?
They got my back. Don't worry, he wasn't offering to kiss. I just don't want anyone to take a picture of this.
What happened, Wes? We're getting a whole song. We're just playing the whole song tonight?
Song. It's always a whole song.
Can you guys hear my eyelash?
Hear your eyelash.
Money back guarantee since you didn't pay anything for it.
I know.
Similarities yes, so I can hear your eyelash.
Jokes and other people's jokes purely because we read the
law. I gotta hear your
originality of product is not guaranteed. The contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants of the What the Hell show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed
It's like 9:05, says Shazboy.
Music played on the show may be not of the furriest interest to anyone.
Really?
It may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce
Are they? In yours?
No, it's not really loud. They're sound.
Yeah.
No, not quite. Yeah. You sound louder than you did before. Oh, my God. What a fucking amazing thing. No, it's not too loud. I told you that.
You're listening to the What the Hell show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
I'm going to break this in garbage.
Yo.
Hello.
You're listening to the What the Hell show on Rant Radio, and we are here once again, Sunday night, 9 p.m., as usual, for the past year. Is it 9?
People it's 10 after 9.
It's 10 after 9, but I've just been playing like 3 minutes of promo. Yeah, that is the usual
time. So you are correct in all but the time that we are on.
So what episode is this? This is
episode? This is week... Or episode, depending on your point of view.
Depending on
47.
Depending on whether you have
pop in the tape,
correct
pop in the tape,
or incorrect
press,
point of view.
Record.
The Ministry of Truth says it is episode 47.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for correcting that and clearing all that up.
It's amazing
we
how
don't
much
need to argue.
Worse this mic sounds than that one.
And chocolate rations are up.
Hey, wouldn't you say they're Sumerian?
What?
That this mic sounds amazingly worse than that one over there?
That mic sounds actually fine.
No, but... Okay, you trying to tell me I always sound like this? Give me that mic for a second.
No,
just
no,
rest
no,
back
no.
I will give it back.
Bullshit.
I
no.
promise.
This is
my
a louder
word
hit.
My
set of headphones
no
in the room.
Fingers.
Bullshit.
Don't do that again. Please. So, I think ICQ actually worked.
All right, see? Oh, no.
I think
yeah, see, I sound better on this mic.
It's a little bit more bass.
Than on this mic.
But, of course, all these settings are different. I can give you as much bass or a little bass as you want.
Can you give me some more bass, baby?
There you go.
I want some more bass.
There's some bass.
What do you want to sound like, Barry White?
Treble.
This sounds pretty good.
See, no bass.
Give me some more
Isaac Hayes, everybody.
There we go.
Please, okay, I can. I never want to hear the name Isaac Hayes again.
Look at that. New
what?
Person.
Isaac Hayes.
Jolo. Jojo.
Nope. I saw a special on Scientology, and I discovered that my favorite voice actor on South Park
is a Scientologist.
Is a Scientologist.
Oh, no.
What is a Scientologist?
You have no mic. We cannot hear you. You do not
They're
exist.
Evil.
The woman who did the voice for Mrs. Cartman.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Yeah. She committed suicide last week.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
Yes, it does. But for what reason does it suck?
Because she did some...
We've lost a great entertainer.
No, I'm serious.
No,
she was my close and personal friend. What was her name?
No, I'm just saying.
Mary Kay...
Something.
No, it sucks because now when they do South Park,
it'll
they don't
be
have that chick doing those voices.
It'll
that's the coolest thing was that everybody had the same voices every week, no matter what. No matter the fact that they were different characters constantly. Anyways, I figured out what was wrong with my network.
What was wrong with your network?
Really?
It's holding all of my interrupts...
Hostage.
Something else.
Hostage.
I don't know why it's doing this because, well, I just had it all working before, and
they tend to do that once in a while.
Spectre's like going nuts. He wants to phone in and sing a song. I can't remember what song it is.
We can allow that.
But he has to go to bed or something. No, his mom is saying he has to go to bed.
We can allow that.
It is getting late.
We can give him permission to call in now.
By the way,
yes, we don't want other people.
When people call in without permission, that's when we hang up on
bad.
That's a bad thing.
Here,
not a chance. Give it here.
Control over the phone.
I will veto that if you do not.
Oh, really? How are you going to do that?
By saying, it's my phone. Oh, there we go.
Oh, wait. No, that didn't work.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead and call in, man.
Okay. He says he's going to... He gave me this announcement like 3 or 4 weeks ago. He says he's going to sing a Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, God.
Why? Why, God?
It adds to the flavor. Spectre? I mean, if it's going to be bad...
The flavor of my...
Vomit.
Would you rather him massacre a good song or a bad song?
A good song.
It might as well be a bad song.
I think this could be very, very entertaining.
I'm perfectly able of gnawing through my own
I think
ribs.
Our listeners want to hear this kind of stuff.
I think our listeners are mostly insane.
I think if our listeners don't want to hear this, they must be mad.
I think so, too. So we're going to give...
Bring it on, baby.
Bring it on, Spectre.
All right, Spectre.
Okay, Spectre has apparently forgotten the phone number. So we're going to give him the phone number. And, of course, I'll be discussing the toll-free number a little bit later. We've got some developments. Very good developments.
Good.
Yay.
Yes.
You know what we haven't done yet?
What's that?
We haven't said hello.
We should say hello, but the phone's going to ring any second now,
Where's
unfortunately.
Inky? Inky can man the camera.
That would be good.
Inky.
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 Man the camera.
Please.
Man the camera. It doesn't involve walking too far.
Just the entire length of the condominium.
Length of the house. Well, I have to announce these people because all they do is say hi, and we don't know who they are.
I usually
say
hi.
Well, that's because you're announcing us.
That's right.
You're the announcer.
No, last week or the week before, I went around the room.
Let's not
they said everybody announced
it.
And everybody just started talking.
Let's not argue about it.
But that's the fun part. What's going on? Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Drex first. Okay.
He went with sexiest first?
No.
Hi. How you doing?
There we go. Okay, let's just go around the room that way. Or this way. Doesn't matter. Whichever you want. You're on the camera. And it's
Hi.
Dax.
It's Dax.
First of all.
Saying hello. How you doing?
Once again. Wait, is it dark in here?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, that's not too bad. The problem is one of the lights burnt out.
Grown horns.
Turn off the kitchen light.
I just did it.
No. That's the wrong thing. Okay, and then we've got... we've got Black Wolf next. And we've got Black Wolf down in...
Oh, there
in
we
a
go.
Bit. In a bit. In a bit. In a bit.
Get the big
there
smile.
There we go. There we go. There we go. Good. A nice big happy smile. He's proud
happy,
of now.
Happy.
And next over, it's Psycho.
Yeah, hi.
DJ Psycho.
Hi, friend radio. Who is this?
Spectre.
Who?
Spectre, what do you have to say for us?
What the hell?
Oh, is that it? You don't have a song for us?
I got the song.
All right. Yeah,
let's hear the song.
My hand's itching to press an end.
I'm going to sing Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
All right.
You go.
I'm going to massacre a really bad song.
You go, girl.
You go, girl, yeah.
Here we go.
It's got music. Or I'm going to hang up on you.
Put your mom on the phone.
So the fact that we're all laughing at you means nothing, but your mom yelling at you.
Put your mom on the phone.
It's okay, though, because this is the internet, and they can't actually see you make a fool of yourself.
We can only hear you.
Try.
Can you get your mom on the phone?
Hey, Mom! Mom!
Oh, she won't come to the phone?
No, she won't talk on the phone.
I wanted an objective critique of your singing.
Someone who loves you.
Somebody who loves you.
Because we don't.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay,
goodbye. Right.
Maybe your mom can phone in next week.
Did you tell her you're talking long distance to Vancouver? Say what the hell and I'll hang up on you.
Say what the hell.
I think
his mom hung up on him.
And interesting, maybe now we can do the introduction for a projectile vomit man.
Not enough time.
Segue?
We need to do someone on the camera. If someone can actually announce the people's names as we go around the room.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. I can do this. Woo! I can do this.
Woo!
I
think
we're on. Don't scream like that. You're going to get major zombie.
It's the girl on the left. She's the one that is on the camera now. And next is 200% sexy projectile vomit man. He is trying to hold in his cookies from this morning. All right, that's enough out of you. And then there's me. I'm so sexy, especially when I'm talking on the radio.
Perhaps maybe when you're talking on the radio, because no other time.
Hey, wait, what is he trying to do to that microphone?
Okay, Jack? Okay, the thought. We have Sumerian. We have Sumerian.
Looking and evil.
If anything, he's less sexy.
Oh, you got a hair out on the left side there.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
The thought that you don't find me sexy at all ever, that makes me happy.
I can understand that.
That's a good thing.
You have to try harder for an insult.
Okay, so people on the IRC.
Okay, so he does find you sexy.
If you want to get and chat with us on the IRC, and you're IRC savvy, you can go to the Dalnet servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or if you're not IRC savvy. You can go.
If you're not IRC savvy, then.
Savvy. You can go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat.
On chat.
It can't be easier.
It's
fill in your name and press connect.
C-H-A-T.
Wait, I have to look at the page. Yeah, T.
It's chat. It's like Chad.
But with a T.
But with a T instead of a D.
So the people on the IRC right now is Caffeine High.
Hi, Caffeine High.
Critical S.
Infaloop.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Woohoo. Shazbord. And Voodoo Glow Skull. And Jojo was there, but Jojo left.
Jojo, come back.
Why did I know you were going to say that? Why?
It's because I'm so witty and spontaneous. And you can predict my witty spontaneousness.
And big... Look, see? Giving out that information... Wait, I'll put it up on the screen. Giving out that information actually helps. We have noticed this in the past, but we've been sorely lacking in giving out information. Big Black Ho has joined us.
Hi, Big Black Ho.
Through the webpage. Rant Fan. And they're connected to an ISP, nextnet.net. Thank you for joining us.
I could pretend I know what the hell that means, but I don't, and I don't care.
It means nothing.
Big Black Ho.
I think that's what that abbreviation is.
Big Black Ho.
And, of course, Ho is just a gardening tool.
Yep. And it's black handle.
Got a nice black handle on it. And
it's 6 feet long, maybe.
And it has nothing
6 foot long.
And it has nothing to do with that ancient generous portions ad you have on the front page.
It could.
Or it could be some rapper guy's description of his chick.
Could be.
Right.
Oh, Jojo is back.
Jojo back. Back. This could be somebody we know. Look at this. Is at home.com. On the Ontario. No, it's not somebody we know. I didn't look for that yet. It could have been BC. You never know.
Of course, Jojo.
Could be.
Hey, so,
Jojo?
Says could be.
We're doing better so far than we were. You know what I'm getting really upset? Is Gloom Bunny here?
Gloom Bunny lost her computer.
Yes. Whoever lent it to her or she was using it, they took it back. And
so we've been.
She should go over to their place on Sunday night at 9.
She's very upset about it.
She should go over to their place Sunday night
She should. She should find a friend at school or... somebody who has a computer or...
Should have some sex with some guy that has a computer.
That's right. And every Sunday night she goes over there, and, you know.
Okay, I'm just joking.
But she did send me a birthday card, which I haven't shown around.
I'm okay now.
I'll go get the birthday card.
It could be you.
It was a very good birthday card. A real birthday card. Actual physical one, not a... So I'm going to go get it.
I still want to see that Vera Mel we were talking about doing it outside and inside of her car. Because her car sounds like
she never. Yeah, it sounds very cool, but she never sent it to me. I told her to, but we'll have to wait till she gets a computer again, I think. I can't remember when she said that'll be. After the new year. So I'm going to get...
That's if anything's left after the new year.
True. That's,
you know,
right.
What?
That's why we're prepared.
You know what?
We're
I really want control of the computer.
Tonight?
No, not tonight. There has to be some way where we can both control the same computer.
I need a computer.
I do. I need a computer. We need
to
have.
Oh, it's too bad, isn't it?
We need to have. You know what we need to have?
We all need wearables.
We need to have two clients and a server,
yes.
And we're both affecting the programs running on the server, and that way we can both.
All we need is a computer that runs through the mixer. Another computer. Wouldn't that be cool, actually?
No, that would be fine. But this way, when you're talking, I can prepare a, say, break.
Yes, rather than me going, stall, 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 break, break, break.
And
it's coming up.
What break?
Or we can just ignore it.
We're going to have a break.
And we can talk amongst ourselves.
You could.
He can
we could
do whatever he needs.
We're not that coordinated, though.
Yes, that's
true. Sure we are.
I do have some. Drex and I made some promos this week.
You made promos again?
Four new promos.
New promos today.
Did you make the promo that Ryan suggested?
No.
You have to make that promo.
They're all small.
Well, he has to have part of it, maybe. He has to be
They're all short little promos. They're not the big, massive... what was...
Big productions.
How did we describe Surgical Strike? I think we should play Surgical Strike.
A mini movie? I don't know.
No, I think we should. It's been a really long time, and I think we have a lot of new listeners that haven't heard it.
Okay.
Surgical Strike.
When we made
this
one, this was our...
One
epic
of our first.
Promo. It was our first epic promo. It was over a minute long, and we were so proud of it.
And
it turned out so well.
Here it is, and I'm going to go get the birthday card that Goom Bunny sent me so I can show it around.
Funky.
Okay, here's Surgical Strike. Yes?
Sir, something's got to be done about Rant Radio. They're getting too powerful. They know too much.
I agree. I want your best team, Surgical Strike, on Rant Radio headquarters.
They're already there, sir. I'm waiting for a feed from them now. Those bastards will pay for their monopolization of the airwaves.
Sir,
that's the only one I played, because we have to introduce the other ones. Here's the birthday card for all you television viewers out there.
Oh, here.
That Gloom Bunny sent. You can also check out the webcam, and that's on the webpage as well. And you just click on, imagine this, webcam. And there it is on the webcam. How does it look? Let's see. That looks not bad.
She made it herself.
Wow. Yep.
I'll take a picture, and it just took a picture, so I'm going to keep that up for a little while. That's good enough, just to see the front. That's too small. They won't be able to see that. Just leave it alone. The webcam's down.
That's good.
Webcam's down, so they can go to it. So go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com. Click on the webcam, and my birthday was October 3rd. What happened is that she sent it, and I have it I gave out my address to my parents' place because it's a box number in Fort Langley. So they can't track me down, as if it takes very much to track me down. And my parents saw this and went, what is this? Whoosh, off it goes back to Gloom Bunny.
What? Why?
Because it had some strange name on the front
that
my parents did not know. It said, like, I don't know what it said. They couldn't remember. Maybe.
No, almost certainly it said
Sumerian. It probably said
Sumerian.
What the hell is Sumerian? That's that Conan movie thing.
Conan doesn't live here, goddammit. Will you people leave us alone?
So they sent it back, and Gloom Bunny told me about it, and I asked my parents, and they said, yeah, something showed up. And I said, anything strange comes to the house now, it's for me. So just send it, and then it came back. She readdressed it.
So that's the address that we've given for any explosive devices to
that's
be sent to the Rant Radio headquarters.
Oh, so
that's
right. Any explosive devices to your parents.
That's right. And they're okay with that. Anything ticking, they just leave it outside. So I'll give out that...
just have to hose it down.
I'll give out the addresses right now for people who have missed that.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, V0X1J0, or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or fissionables greatly appreciated. When are you going to die?
Fissionables.
Is that
nuclear
explosive devices?
That's what I was thinking, and I'm like, they must have some other meaning, like a dual meaning, you know?
Nope, it doesn't.
But if you must send in fissionable materials, please send them in the solidly closed lead case.
Yeah, much appreciated. Well labeled, well marked. Sweet over the phone. Oh, Rabbit Puppy. Oh, there's some whole bunch of people.
Hello, Rabbit Puppy.
Dr. Evil and Rabbit Puppy. And JoJo's got some shrooms now, apparently.
Dr. Evil?
$1 billion. Did you say million or billion?
First movie was $1 million. The next one was $100
billion. $100
billion.
Okay, so we did some promos this week, which I'm going to play for you now.
Not all of them, right?
I'm going to play two. And then we'll get to the news.
I think two is good enough.
Two's good.
Two.
So we've got four of them, and I'm going to save the good one for last. The funny one that I think.
So they even only made one good one.
Just play the promos.
The first one.
Like, I think you're stupid sometimes. You can never understand my sign language. And it's obvious I'm trying to be quiet. It's obvious that I'm trying to be quiet and not let people know. And then
no
you go,
fighting.
What are you saying, you fool? Just speak. I could hear you then.
Hey. Oh, his face is red.
Hey. Okay, and we've also got some candies here tonight, too.
We got special foods.
What are they called?
Jelly Cup.
Jelly Cup.
Also known as Konjac or Konyaku.
Konyaku.
Japanese. It has Konyak
Jelly
in
Cups.
It?
If you look closely. No.
You need a microphone.
If you look closely, you'll notice that inside of the human semen. Now I'm going to look back to the camera so everyone can.
No, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. It's not time yet. It's not time yet.
I'm still going to hold it up.
You can hold it up all you want.
All you want.
Actually take a picture.
It is now. It's back. Okay. And I will take a picture of this.
Move it in a little closer.
Substance, right?
Closer.
Closer. You can see it.
There. Closer.
There we go. Now it's on. Oh.
Watch it.
Error.
He's a wily one.
Wait. And there we go. Good. So we're going to go with the promos. The first one is called Promo In This For The Money, and the second one's called The Following Drugs. That's not it.
Yes?
Sir,
Hi, I'm Sumerian from Rant Radio. We here at Rant Radio realize that you listeners out there need role models to look up to. That's why we're here.
You didn't think we're in it for the money.
The use of the following drugs are not recommended during the audio enjoyment of Rant Radio. Acid, heroin, uppers, downers, blow, marijuana, crack, PCP, ice, amphetamines, heroin, opiate, caffeine, speed, cocaine, glue sniffing, gas huffing, and smelling dirty underwear.
They're not recommended, but they help.
Okay, the first one was rather weak. That was our warm-up promo.
Yeah.
We made that one warming up to the other three. So don't think that just because that one really blew chunks in that, because you'll probably never hear it again, that
it'll be in heavy rotation.
heavy
rotation.
Actually, I kind of enjoyed that one.
The first one, In This For The Money, that was two. That was two promos.
Two?
Yep.
When they said, I'm in it for the money, that was the end of it.
That was the end of it.
Okay, the first one sucked, yeah.
They cut really close. Well, in comparison. Okay.
Before we do the news, should we try the food of the week?
Really weird,
okay, we might as well do the food. It's already been started.
Okay, so food of the week.
Jelly cups. And what kind of picture does it have on the front? Sort of...
Because the flavor is lychee flavor, so it's got pictures of lychees.
Lychee nuts.
Well, you can pull one out. We've already taken a picture.
Pass them around.
Hey, JoJo.
JoJo, give me the jelly cup. Give me the jelly cups.
These are widely available at Asian supermarkets.
And there it
TNT
is.
TNT supermarket being our local favorite.
Yeah, just took a picture.
Now, everybody, they come in little plastic cups with a little foil top. You have to peel them back and toss them back.
Konjac coconut jelly, it says on them.
Coconut, what?
It says open.
No, those are lychees.
I don't know what the R above the open
is. It's lychee flavor.
These aren't going to explode when I open it.
Boom! Yeah, they are. Oops. I don't like tasting new foods.
Neither do I, but this...
Not
they're also very difficult to eat while... They're very difficult to open while holding... They're very difficult to eat while holding a microphone.
Yes. Oh, it's going all over the place.
Mm. Oh.
They're good, eh?
It's very difficult. You know what happened?
Samarian can't appreciate food that is messy and will affect
you know what
his
happened?
Technology.
I opened it, and I got the foil open.
And the juice came flying out, right?
It's a square in the middle.
No,
it's
the
a
juice
little
didn't come out.
It's not lychee. It's a square of coconut jelly.
The
some kind of substance from coconut.
The plastic film stayed on.
Ah.
Yeah,
Suck it. You'll
suck
get
it really
it.
Hard.
It's coming.
James,
it's coming.
You can suck it out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Those are weird.
Well, different.
Slimy.
Different.
That's why I boycott this this portion of the show. I think it's I think it's a great portion of the show. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I'm glad that it's happening. I appreciate your contribution, girl on the left.
Yep.
It's just that I don't like to try new.
They're not bad. They're not
I don't
bad.
Mind watching
the
other
consistency
people
of them is like questionable.
The consistency is Jell-O. It's Jell-O consistency. We've all had Jell-O.
I don't eat Jell-O anymore.
Well, that's because you've had Inky's Jell-O.
No, that's
nope.
Because Jell-O is made from
animals.
Animal fat. Isn't
this
it?
Is not. This is made from vegetables.
There's
stuff.
Animal matter in Jell-O.
Not in this.
No, not in this. No,
animal,
that's why I ate it.
Hey, you know there's animal matter in vegetables.
Is
because
there?
When animals die, they decompose, they go into the earth, and vegetables suck them up.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What do you think happens to all those bugs that just die of heart attacks under the ground and stuff?
I just never thought about it that way.
Yeah, well, now you can't eat anything.
Yes, I'm just breathing the air in.
Well,
see how long I can live off that.
That's right. You're sucking in evaporated
tasty.
Chunks of...
Right now, you're eating all the dead cells that are floating off of our bodies.
That's right, all the skin flying around, and oh no,
oh, there
no,
we go.
No more skin. Okay, it's time. Time for the news, I believe. Okay, you have a good sleep.
Good night,
Danky. Nighty night, Inky.
Inky was hit by something larger than the bus. The Earth hit him like three times.
In
really, really, really hard.
Time for the news.
Just jump in the news.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
I really wish this was a television show, because then everyone would be able to see Dad
if I put
dancing.
If I put more effort into it,
little,
it will be a TV show.
That's my peanut stance. You've never seen...
What, you have enough information to turn it into real time?
Yep.
Really?
I could make it a... what's that stupid technology? Real. Real video.
Sorry.
Because it's free.
No, it's free, but it's horrible.
Well, it's better than
wait
nothing.
Second. Wait a second.
No,
Rant,
no, I agree. I mean, agree. I
are you talking about real media, the people that are like tracking and like sucking files off your hard drive?
That's the people.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What's that noise?
What are you talking about?
Oh, like a couple of weeks ago, it turns out that the real media people were basically their program was set up so they could like browse around your hard drive and see what kind of a little consumer you were.
Dr. Evil says,
you
guys
rock.
They're
in trouble for this. They're landing in court. People are suing their ass for infringing on their privacy.
Sweet.
Now I feel bad that I didn't use Real, because then I'd be able to sue them, too. I could say I was using it.
Hey, it's installed. Oh, wait.
It is installed, and I have used it, but it always crashes.
It comes with
my
Windows.
My computer, see, normally when my computer crashes, I say it's stupid, but in this case, I think it's smart.
I've got stuff all over my microphone.
Well, you gotta Spectre, watch it when you're.
She yeah. overpowered me and raped me with the bathroom
when you're
plunger.
Sucking on some gooey. when you're sucking on some Spectre, gooey,
Spectre
creamy, sebaceous
Lucky?
Mixture there.
Spectre, who are we talking
yeah.
about? Who are we talking
it's his
about?
His little fantasies and his. I thought he had to go to bed or something. Didn't his mom kick him off? Maybe that was just the phone.
Just off the phone.
Is that who he's talking about?
That's
mom.
What I'm
his
hoping
mom. Oh,
not.
Maybe it was your mom. His mom! Shazbor confirms it. Okay, it's time for the news. Up everywhere.
All right.
Okay. Which one do we want to look at? Can you see it?
What? Only the bathroom plunger this time?
What end of the bathroom plunger? No.
Okay. We just
whatever will fit.
Don't go there, boys.
Okay. She sits there I was going to say all quiet. She sits there on the left looking all innocent. But she has experience with raping little boys with bathroom plungers.
I think
she had
not.
A valid question about it. Which end?
Television is still media king with kids. The typical child between ages of 2 and 18 consumes an average of 5.5 hours of media daily outside school, with television the clear favorite ahead of computers, video games, music, and reading, a study shows.
Overdose.
No, because 2 and 18. It doesn't...
Plop them down in front of Teletubbies, and they're good to go all night.
Okay, but the thing is, okay, here's the difference. I hate it when someone tells me that, oh, you guys, you're wasting your time on the computer.
Yeah.
And what do? They get home and they sit in front of the television?
Yeah.
Okay, when I watch television, I fall asleep. You know why
me
I fall
too.
Asleep? It's because my brain doesn't have to work. At least when I'm playing a video game, which is also mindless. But not as mindless, obviously, because
hey.
I don't fall asleep.
It's
when I'm
actually
playing.
Practicing a lot of important things, like hand-eye coordination. And it actually does...
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to get into
computers
important.
Equals problem-solving, end of story,
no, guys,
all the time.
Guys,
this isn't working!
Hey, I'm not going to get into trying to say it's good for you, but when
it's
you
better.
Watch television,
it's
I
less
have
bad.
I watch
it's
TV, bad. My brain just shuts off and I go to sleep. I don't
that's
need
what it's
to
there
think.
For.
I don't
same
need
here.
To process the information on television. Okay? When I'm using the
in
computer,
one eye out the
information,
next
information
the
goes
information on television has already been processed.
Okay. Information goes in and it has to come out so I can give a response to the computer so that it can continue to function.
All
whereas,
media is evil.
Why are you using it right now?
Because I'm
you're
bored.
Being a, you're being
are
a
you
media whore right now.
Are you testing Satan
look
to
at
your
this.
Own mood?
Yes. Audio here. We're looking at a TV.
I
we're
know.
Interacting with people over the internet,
yes.
through the telephone.
Yes.
Can we think of another thing we're not using?
Hypocrite.
I think you're talking about like major corporate media, are you not?
I'm talking about all media that has been processed and sent out by any corporation.
I'm processing the air right now. I am a corporation. But then you would normally
you're
say
stretching
that I'm
the
evil.
Argument there. This is the scary one. 16% of kids between 8 and 18 consume more than 10 and a half hours a day.
Oh my
10
God.
And a half. Okay, let's add this up. They sleep 8. They go to school.
Go to school that, for at least 6.
Yeah, and that's the rest.
Okay,
oh, so they don't sleep anymore. Oh no, they do sleep. They just
okay.
Crap.
That sounds
every
like my first summer.
Every
that sounds like my first summer in British Columbia. I knew nobody, so I watched television all day long. I watched shows that I had zero interest in because I had nothing else to do. It was really, really horrible.
Oh, look,
hence his affinity
Kobo.
For hence his affinity for Teddy Ruxpin.
No, we're talking soap operas.
Oh.
I was 13 and I was watching soap operas because I was that bored.
Wow.
Okay, that, another sad moment
probably,
in Drexel.
Remember what the Romans said? It's like bread and circuses.
Yep, I think they did a thing on that on TV just recently. I was watching that.
That's what? Basically what we have now.
What are you talking about, bread and circuses? Was that how they controlled the masses?
That's how they kept them quiet and basically sedate, was by giving them something to watch.
Excellent.
And our TV is heading towards that way.
Well, I mean...
Look at the wrestling and those...
Heading towards that way?
It already is.
Heading...
Been there for like about at least 30 years
since,
now,
since
think?
The 1950s.
Okay.
Since
you know
the 1950s.
You know what got me off television? Was when I was living with Al and Tanya. Al got really mad at Rogers. When they said,
but why?
Hey, why don't you get the new channels and it'll only cost you $5 more. But if you don't get it, we're going to raise your cable bill. And he was really upset. And so he didn't get the you know, Discovery Channels and all those ones.
Which are kind of cool.
Those are the only ones I watch.
Discovery's
very good.
Like, when you watch those shows, like I was saying, I fall asleep. I must be processing that because I don't fall asleep when I watch that stuff.
Yeah, like there's a few the Learning like. Channel and stuff like that.
There's actually the one show that I watch every week now is on the Food Channel. It's called Iron Chef.
The Iron Chef rocks.
Iron Chef rocks. If you're not familiar with it, it's a Japanese show dubbed surprisingly well.
Too English, yeah.
Too English. And it's basically a cooking competition. They have four Iron Chefs. One's picked out every week. They have a chef from some other well-reputed restaurant somewhere in the world.
A challenger.
And they go all over the world. And they unveil a secret ingredient at the last minute. And then they have an hour to cook up a gourmet meal with this one ingredient.
You get
incredibly bizarre dishes.
The thing I love, besides how decadent some of these dishes are, I've actually learned some things on cooking just by watching the show, is the fact that the whole thing is run by this guy called Chairman Kaga. If you've seen this man, and by the way,
The Japanese Liberace?
No, I like to think of him as a James Bond villain.
That's the ticket.
He is a James Bond villain. You have to see this guy to believe him.
The Iron Chief rocks.
from Kitchen Stadium, where it's filmed, it's even like a James Bond villain secret base.
they have the various other Iron Chefs, when they call upon them,
they rise up out of the floor
with smoke in the background, lights, and dramatic music that I think they've lifted from Glory and what was that fireman?
Okay, this next news item. It's a webpage that somebody made to a great extent called MicroSith.com. And as soon as you go there, Darth Paperclip comes up. If you close me, I shall reopen larger than you can possibly imagine.
Which yeah, that's totally hysterical.
Yes.
Yeah, see, it's basically Paperclip. Ripping off. You see, I have zero tolerance for Star Wars humor because I think it's basically overblown and has way too much of an importance in our culture and should be driven into the sea along all of its mindless horde.
Yeah, pick on Star Trek instead.
Yes, Star Trek should be driven. There was a movie called Trekkies. I'd like to find everyone who appeared in it and kill them. What part are you having a problem with?
I think
with
you're crazy. Getting a little excited there.
No,
you know, you're crossing the line when you start talking about Star Wars like it's bad.
I have a very simple rule. If you're a drooling fanboy, die for anything. If you're a drooling fanboy and you're listening within the sound of my voice, please kill yourself. Tell them I said you told you to do this, and this is the power of my voice. Listen to me. Kill yourself if you're a drooling fanboy.
You know what? You know what really I hate about that argument?
When the movie opened, when episode one opened, did I not say if you actually stood in line there for like more than a couple of hours waiting for tickets for opening night, you should like do the world a favor, remove yourself from the gene pool.
If you're not going to kill yourself, at least take a large knife to your genitals.
I don't think there's anything wrong with people trying to get tickets to go see a movie that they've been waiting for what, 20 years? And they didn't wait very long, considering the way people used to wait for movies. And it's fun. It's fun to even if they're bored a lot of the time, it's fun to say, although it didn't work out for them because, well, we went first night and got the tickets.
Yes.
And, it's like, and that sort of stole from it.
Money.
But if you were one of the ones that sat there and waited for tickets for, say, Star Wars for a week and you got it in the first time, it's kind of cool that you can say that. And, I mean, what else were they going to do? Sit at home and watch television? They can sit around with their friends in line to get tickets and talk.
At least it's somewhat of a social thing.
Even though it's out of control, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But what else are they going to do? What do we do?
Anything that's a social interaction between different people where different people can exchange views, that's cool.
That's what it would be like.
Like, for instance, if you basically stood in line for a week to get tickets and you didn't have anyone basically to take with you once you had been there for a week,
then you're sad.
You're pretty much the saddest loser on the face of the earth. Dr. Evil apparently killed himself. Thank you, Dr. Evil.
Good performance.
Oh, better place.
We should mention that last couple of lines that Dax stole were stolen directly from Dennis Miller.
Yes.
Ah, he is amazing. That is such a good show. Yes. I didn't like him on Saturday Night Live too much.
The only thing I liked on Saturday Night Live when he was doing the news.
Yeah.
By the way, if you
that was pretty good.
If you didn't like Saturday Night Live for about the last 20 years.
The whole existence of it, except for the first.
Except for the first. Actually, after about the first 10 years, if you didn't like it.
I hate it.
The reason why is you can point to Conan O'Brien, who is the writer for the show.
Yeah, but he also wrote Simpsons, so.
Yes. Some people. What's a good show? The Dennis Miller Live.
Think about it. No.
Dennis Miller Live. Yep. He's awesome. Okay, the next one. This is from, let's see, Stain Removal Guide.
I'm worried.
This is from The Onion.
Can they tell me how to get rid of those pesky blood stains?
They can, in fact, actually. Here's a handy guide to getting out those pesky fabric stains. Blood. Spill more blood around the area of the stain so it won't stand out as much.
Oh, okay.
Ink, fault and ease, and please. Why, God, why? Well, dost thou test me so?
Okay.
Grass. Write the name of your liquid detergent on the stain. Wash item. Hold up to camera and show off the unbelievable results. Mud. Place large iron-on NASCAR patch over stain. Apply heat for 60 seconds.
Grape juice. Can I read this one?
Yep.
Rub stain vigorously with wet paper towel from restroom while saying, oh, shit. Fuck.
Coffee. Rub cream and sugar into stain. Apply oral suction. Enjoy rich, robust coffee stain flavor.
Coffee stain.
Next. Actually, the next one's dumb.
No, it's awesome.
Tomato stain. Take out the mook responsible for your tomato stains. Tomato sauce stain by executing him gangland style in the back of the head. Capiche?
That's cool.
Hey, I must admit, that was very well presented.
Wow.
I'm impressed. You know, right off the top of his head,
I am an amazing performer.
For somebody who actually has never been around a Sicilian, you actually don't do that bad.
Yep, and I hated The Godfather.
Jim, did you study with De Niro for a couple of years?
A little bit.
All right. Wine. Apply mixture of half rum and half Coke to self until you no longer care about some little fucking stain.
Cool.
Chewing gum. Use permanent marker. Draw a dotted line around stain. Cut carefully on dotted line. Oh, don't go there yet. Nail polish. Nail polish stains are actually quite lovely. Why not leave them in for a pleasing homecrafted look? And the last one. Bleach. Insoluble. Burn down house.
Okay. All right.
Woohoo!
I didn't get that one. Am I dumb?
How to say?
We're not at liberty to discuss that.
Aren't you? You're just gonna be quiet.
Okay. Recently,
if you guys were my friends, you'd play along with me instead of just taking every chance you can to stab me in the back, you fuckers.
I have never stabbed you in the back. I'm usually looking right in your eyes when I stick you.
I'm usually looking right in my eyes as you reach your arm around and stab me in the back. Yes.
Buddy!
You're the one with the big-ass knife. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
We've all got big-ass
Hello
knives.
Kitty blade.
Well, show your Hello Kitty blade. Come on.
Yes, I'll show the Hello Kitty blade.
Okay. Recently, Microsoft was found guilty for being a monopoly.
Duh heard round the world, I believe that's called.
No kidding, huh? Earlier, it says, what penalties are being considered for the software giant? May not address minions on video screens taller than 50 feet. Grab Gates glasses and bend them and then throw them up on roof of school. There's the... picture of the... Did you tell me when?
When.
Okay. Good. It is uploaded. And there's the Hello Kitty knife on the webcam for everyone to see. www.rantradio.com and click on webcam. May not sell products to whites. Wow. Company broken up into several smaller competing multi-megacorps owned by Bill Gates. Wow, that's a great solution. Gates must relinquish $14 billion in Magic the Gathering cards. Must revert to the key punch card operated Windows 68. Gates forced to step down from Inner Circle Illuminati seat. Go directly to jail. They got a great picture of him, didn't they?
Looks like he's being hung.
If only.
And to round off the Onion stories, here's One, it is called U.S. Bedwetters Decide Against National Awareness Raising Campaign.
Awareness.
Awareness. Sometimes I mess up. I'm not being paid for this. Spokespersons for the National Bedwetters Society announced Monday that the organization will scrap a nationwide campaign intended to raise awareness of our members' plight and put a positive face on the disorder. For years, bedwetters have hidden their heads in shame, frightened that people would find out about their terrible secret, said National Bedwetters Society Director Peter Bay.
You don't have to hide that.
But
it's all true!
But after giving it some thought, we decided that we'd like it to stay that way. In an unaired television spot produced for the campaign, Americans from all walks of life are shown looking into the camera and saying, "I wet the bed," as their names and cities of residence are displayed at the bottom of the screen. The spot ends with a toll-free number sufferers can call to receive information on support groups in their area, as well as receive hats, T-shirts, and bumper stickers proudly proclaiming, "I urinate in my sleep." The ads were supposed to show that bedwetters are regular people like you and me, and that any of your friends, coworkers, or loved ones may have this problem, said Bay, wearing an oversized fedora, sunglasses, and a fake mustache. It was a way for people for me to stand up and say, "I wet the bed, I'm not ashamed." But after giving it some thought, we decided to pass on it.
I'm a whiz kid.
Hitting the streets and soaking the sheets. Nocturnal enuresis bedwetting affects more than 650,000 Americans. If you're not among them, remember, bedwetters are people just like you and me. And if you're a bedwetter, radical dude.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I bet
650,000.
Thousand.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought it was 650. No, it can't be 650.
That's
million.
A lot of people.
I might crack. But still, 650,000? Well, they're probably including all the children.
Yes. Probably.
So that's not really that big of a deal.
That's not very many.
There's lots of children in the United States of America.
That's because it's from the Onion and it's kind
of
like a comedy.
So everyone on the IRC, admit up. Come on. We know you wet the bed.
I'm going to go blow my nose.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Go play a promo until we're done.
Yeah,
no,
we'll
this is a this is a lesson in justified suicide.
A lesson in
rescuers concentrate on three areas of collapsed Texas A&M log pile. These people have been doing this tradition for I think 90 years. I think it is.
Just a correction.
And it's about time.
There was more than six killed.
This is an old one. I haven't kept up every day looking for the newer article of how many people are killed. I don't know how many are killed now, but
I think it was eight.
The folly of school spirit, I believe this is.
That's right. So they pile up these logs anywhere from, I think, 40 to 100 feet high of 600 to 800-pound logs.
Yeah.
And they get on top of them and do school cheers and stuff.
And we'll burn just that much lumber because, you know, it's...
Because it's a tradition.
It's a tradition. It makes sense. And it takes 2 weeks to set this bloody thing up.
Well, look at Halloween. We grab explosives, give them to our kids, and watch them do whatever they might.
True. But this is a 100-foot-high pile of logs that students are setting up.
Students, you know, these are supposed to be like the hope of the future as opposed to giving explosives to like little high school deadbeats and runts, which is like, you know, evolution in action.
By the way, for the American...
The lumber could actually be, say, used for something useful, you know.
Nah, like burn it! Burn it all!
By the way, for those American, I don't know, because when I grew up in New York, we never used to basically set off firecrackers during Halloween. That was something I never saw until I came to Canada.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe it's a Canadian kind of thing.
It's always during the 4th of July. I think it actually has to do more with basically being a Commonwealth thing, because I think isn't October where Guy Fawkes Day is?
That might be it.
In the States, the 4th is much more associated with that, because what better way to celebrate your nation's birth than by blowing something up, huh?
The only national anthem with the word bomb in it.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Shows you their attitude. So, after the logs have fallen and the kids have died, they interviewed some kids and they said, "Yep, we're doing it next year, too. Who cares?"
Yeah, and you can be at the top of the pile, mister.
Tradition. Who cares about the kids that were
killed? That's only the second accident in how many years?
Five. The other one apparently was not related.
No warning, it just snapped.
I believe that was up there with what we were talking about. What was it? Was it possum... fucking, or is it armadillo humping? I couldn't remember. Oh, Texas, that was armadillo humping.
Let's do all the quotes in a Texas accent.
It's an extremely sad occasion for the Aggie community.
You can't do any more, can you? No. You're just laughing too hard.
Oh, where's a good one?
2:30 a.m. when it snapped. Oh, so it snapped in the middle of the night.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at the Texas A&M log jam, kind of the giant pickup stick game they played with a couple of human lives.
I don't get it.
Apparently they did, though. You know, it's like
they build a stack of lumber, like it's all trees.
Big, huge
and,
trees.
And they take a center post, they splice two posts together. So it's anywhere from 40 to 100 feet tall, and they pile lumber around it all the way up, and it's to make it for a big bonfire, like it's to go like all night type thing. Well, yeah,
yeah,
and,
a long time.
They were in the middle of doing it, and there was like there was up to 60 people on this stack while they're building it, and one of the centers
all
snapped.
So and. There was, I believe the last count, there was 12 that died and, like, about 60 to 70 that were injured.
All in the name of tradition.
And they were on top of this thing? and they didn't all die?
It's in
that's
Texas.
Impressive.
That's,
yeah. Oh, that is impressive.
We think the reason they wanted to burn a week was they're trying to compete with a tire fire.
Which, you know, most, never mind. Let's just all walk away from
there.
This one.
I think so.
Because all we're going to do is just defend people.
I think so. We're going to play the other
Isn't
team.
That a terrible waste of trees?
Yeah.
I mean, let's cut down a lot of trees and just burn them all.
But it's been going for 90 years.
It's been going on for 90 years, so it's a 90-year tradition of just completely, you know, damaging and destroying things that...
Damaging
to hell with human lives. This is tradition we're talking about.
That's right. Okay, these
human lives, I don't care about them. I'm talking about the trees.
That's right.
Really,
these trees are way older than these kids.
Yeah, and they just cut them down for some bonfire.
Kids breed faster than trees, you know.
Yeah, exactly. They die.
Thinning out the herd. Thinning out the herd in Texas, yep.
Or as we like to call it, a little bleach in the gene pool.
Here's the other two promos that Drex and I worked on today. The first one is called Insert Catchy Phrase, and the next one's called Girls Taste.
Yummy.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Yep, that's the good one at the end.
Oh, dear.
Ranch Radio, Insert Catchy Phrase here. Rant Radio, if only chicks had the taste of our listeners.
Girls! All I really want is girls!
Me! Yeah, I'm the one who came up with it.
Yeah, I said it, but you're the one that thought it was really, really, really nasty. I didn't, and I'm still not entirely sure why you think that. But.
if only girls had the taste of our listeners.
I just love
like
being the only girl at this table.
We know what our listeners
taste like.
It's times like
these that really make you proud to be here.
Girl on the left, it makes you feel me feel better. I'm a woman trapped in a bloated body.
I didn't want to know that.
Doesn't that just make you a woman?
You don't even want to explain.
She's
the
on the other side of the table. Sorry, so
she's far away. So it's I have some.
It's Fat Boy Slim's.
Oh,
into the microphone.
Okay.
I'm into talking to her.
Yeah, but in the meantime, our listeners hear nothing.
That's fine. They don't have to hear
it. While Drex is interrupting the show and talking about not something.
Well, you guys don't have to like listen to me.
Well,
you can say it to the listeners. Because maybe the listeners want to know too.
It's Renegade Master, but it's like which is by someone else, but it's Fat Boy Slim's mix of it.
There you go. It's by Wild Child.
It's his remix,
I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And that's the only song I know by them. I actually have some movie quotes this week.
Whoa.
So we're going to do some movie quotes.
What happened to the chicken?
I don't know. Was he supposed to be here?
I didn't think he was working.
Why, didn't he cross
the road?
He doesn't
show up all the time.
Somebody
can I suffocate him with a pillow
please?
Now?
Yes,
please. All the pillows are above his head.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone knows how this game works. We play it for the listening audience out there and turn it down in here, and then we play it for us.
And when we get our toll-free number, we're going to make a real
game
of it.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for reminding me about that. I will discuss that right after these movie quotes.
I think there's something else we should also start reminding people about.
What's that?
Are we actually going to do on our 52nd episode, are we going to do our special extra long version?
24-hour version or something?
Or actually a four-hour thing instead of a two-hour?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be 24 hours.
24 hours.
A weekend-long version. I think that'll be fun.
The what-the-hell-a-thon.
One of our original DJs did a 14-hour show once. It was just mind-blowing. It was amazing.
We should actually see just how long we can basically, involving, you know, drugs, booze, and other implements of destruction, just how long
I
we can stay even vaguely.
It's not the,
I think that would be great.
You know what I think will be the challenge? Not to actually stay on air for that long, because that's easy. You just set up the program. It stays on air, regardless of how conscious
that
you are.
Long.
Yes, but my thing would be, let's see how long we can have, like, a single listener say, listen.
Yes.
There.
Great.
There's the
that's,
thing.
That's the... I oh, think no, Lieutenant Major Zombie's in for it.
If any.
There's
if
no,
any.
Wait a second, but the problem is verifying that, because somebody can set up their computer, set up themselves on the ICQ.
True.
No, but they have to answer questions.
Yep, they have to be live. We'll go, are you still there?
We pump them full.
They can call us on the 1-800 number every 5 minutes.
Strap them to a chair, put the headphones
right.
on, tune to the station, and...
We'll get them. Yep.
They could do it as a team project, though. Like, yeah, if people listened in shifts with the IRC, they could pull down your...
Projectile bomb.
No, that's what I'm saying. We use that 1-800 number, and they can call in every 5 minutes.
Okay, there are legalities involved.
No, but no, actually, I think this has been done before. Wasn't that the MKK Ultra program that was done?
If Sean was here, he could explain the MKK.
Oh, Lieutenant Major Zombie is in for it.
I'm in for it. I'll go for it. Woo-hoo! I'll go for it.
All right, Lieutenant Major Zombie. He's going to be a 72-hour marathon weekend, Friday night to Monday morning.
We can count on him actually doing it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he'll be there.
Putting the zombie
he's not smart enough to
zombie.
Cheat his way around it.
Oh.
Okay, it's time for the movie quote.
All right.
Before we demean our listeners anymore.
They listen to us. You can't really beat that.
Okay, here's the movie quotes in no particular order, as if they are.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
1-0.
Okay.
And we're back.
That was the three movie quotes, and all of you type it into the IRC. You know the game. And
whoever gets them
first wins the prize.
And we're going to play them for ourselves now so that the smarties here in the room can figure out what the hell they are.
That's
by
right.
By proving they have no lives and all they do is watch movies.
That's
so
right.
So you'll win.
That's right. And here they are.
You know your place.
You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
Okay, I'll admit something.
Who knows all three?
I don't know the last one at all.
I don't know any of them.
Who knows all three?
I know I've heard the first one.
Black Wolf's like,
I've heard it in Duke Nukem.
I know the first one. I'm pretty certain on the second
one. Who knows two?
I have no idea on the third one.
I just don't know the titles.
Oh, well, then you can't do it.
That's the thing.
You know them all.
I love all three.
Yep, yep.
You okay. don't love them. You're really? A liar. If
anybody
you
else
them,
know
you
two?
Know the name.
It's like people.
No, no.
I
don't
want to
hear your excuses. No, if you love someone and you don't know their name, so don't compare it to people.
Haven't you
I don't
ever
even
done
want
that?
To hear your lies.
I love you. Lies. It was like a one-night stand.
Yeah,
it didn't
I love
really
you.
Mean anything, but I did enjoy her.
That's not
okay,
love.
Dak. Give it your shot.
The first one is They Live.
Ding.
By John Carpenter, played by...
Roddy Piper.
And They Live.
Excellent
by John Carpenter.
Movie, except for the wrestling bit.
The second one, now...
Which was kind of fun, but...
I'm thinking... the second quote was, your ego is writing checks that your body
can't
cash. Now, I think I know this one, but I'm trying to place it. I'm
you said you knew... Oh, no, you didn't. Never mind. I take it back. You're okay. You can continue.
I recognize it, but I honestly can't...
Anybody know the second one, then? Ding!
What is it from?
Projectile Vault Man gets it. It's Top Gun.
And the third one, I'll be honest, boys and girls, I don't have...
Nobody knows the third one?
What was the third one again?
Words?
Okay, we'll play the third one again. Here's the third one.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face. John
Candy. It is John Candy. Just place the movie.
Narrows it down.
Yep. It's Uncle Buck.
I never saw that.
I've never seen it either.
I actually did see it once. I rented it once and thought, other than one sequence in the movie, it was probably the lowest point John Candy had ever reached.
I didn't say these were good.
Then I saw the next film that John Candy had made, and I realized that was the lowest point his career had ever reached. And
it's going down and down, and then he died.
And then, you know, his death didn't really come as that much of a loss. You know.
So let's check out how the people in the IRC did. Okay. Up.
Oh, Canadian bacon
Canadian bacon picked that. You guys suck.
Canadian bacon was actually a good film. It was a good sense of.
My favorite thing.
I enjoyed it.
My favorite thing in that entire movie was the commando team. The guy stubs his toe. That was good. The guy stubs his toe, and the guy comes back. Oh no, it's okay. It's just my toe. I can make it. Bang! Shoots him in the head. Doesn't want to compromise the team.
Well, I saw somebody who actually came very close to getting it. Somebody go down.
It's okay. Army Darkness, Armed and Dangerous, Back to the Future, Matrix. Rowdy Piper.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Back to the Future. They live. Lieutenant Major Zombie wins. They live.
And Lieutenant Major Zombie got Tuck
Gun. Wow. He's got two. And Critical S got Uncle Buck. So Lieutenant Major Zombie wins. And we say his name three times as a prize. Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, no. He's going to appear now.
That's not what we want.
Candyman.
Canadian Bacon. Bacon. Bacon.
Bacon. Bake off. Into you.
It was a freaking boom.
Okay.
He wrote it after we said it.
So?
Oh.
And we got to say his name backwards.
Well,
he still wins.
Lieutenant.
He still wins because he's better than all the other people who didn't type it in after we said it.
That's true.
That's
right?
That's true.
You're all sitting there going,
No, that's weak.
It is weak.
But that just shows that he's more moronic than the rest of them because he typed it in, although everyone else would have heard it anyway.
I don't think the word moronic is actually correct. I think the better word would be obsessive, you know, some sort of mindless dedication to us. You're our slave.
But that's what we want.
Do what we want.
That's true. That's true, Dak. But still, I think moronic applies anyways through other sources of information we know about the subject.
Stop picking on him.
He's a good listener.
Yeah, loyal.
I didn't try. Well, why didn't you try Voodoo Glow Skull? Because you're on crack? Okay.
Like, if I really thought about it, I would have gotten them all. But I didn't turn my brain cells
off. Give that man a mic.
According to Glow Skull's current nickname, wouldn't the crack rant be appropriate?
Crack rant. Did I play all the rants last week?
Yeah,
I think
good.
I did.
That's a good one.
I think I did. No, I have more rants.
You
I do have more rants.
Sean Kennedy
yes,
crack rant, but
I see some
no, but
Sean K.
There's some new ones.
I have not heard.
There's
some
new ones actually.
Sean K. rant.
Okay, we got a choice here. Sean Gay, Cultists Are for Killing.
Cultists Are for Killing.
Cultists Are for Killing.
Internet porn or the Key Story.
Cultists Are for Killing.
Okay.
Porn.
By the way,
I want to hear porn.
If any of
the porn ones,
this applies to any of our listeners who happen to be Scientologists, because you are a cult.
Cultists Are for Killing.
Don't know what a Scientologist is.
I'll explain in between the break.
What the fuck, Ethos? You asked for it. It's your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy, on Rant Radio. That's just how it works.
So I'm going down the street the other day, and I happen to be walking by this building, and it says, hey, come on inside and take our free sort of a questionnaire. And I go, sure, I'll do your free questionnaire. I don't really care. So I walk inside, and lo and behold, it's the Church of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard. Oh, wait, isn't he one of those science fiction writers? Fiction. Hello, fiction. It's fiction writer. Anyway, so I take their little task, and it's 400 questions about, you know, everything from my mom to if you're walking down the street and you see a turtle lying on its back and it's in the sun and you don't turn it over, what do what do you, why didn't you turn it over, and all this other kind of shit. Anyway, I finally answered out the questionnaire, and lo and behold, I turned it in for their free analysis of my personality, and they say that I should be more outspoken and that I should work on my sense of humor. I'm like, wait a minute, if I was any more outspoken, I'd be in fucking jail, okay? It makes me wonder what kind of weak-minded motherfucker gets involved with a cult like that. Not that I have anything wrong with organized religion. Some organized religion isn't exactly bad, provided you're not, like, involved with churches, that's okay. If you, like, you know, read your Bible, Torah, Koran, Bashmahad, whatever the fuck it is you read, you're into, because it all basically says, you know, don't be a dick, you know, don't fuck around, if somebody fucks with you, you know, whatever, then kind of try to live peacefully, okay? That's all well and good. But when you run into these cults, like, for, you know, $150 a day, I can make you into spiritual enlightenment. So I think I'm going to start my own cult. If you turn into Rant Radio every day, and whenever you hear my voice come over the microphone, you tune in, I will promise for free to cleanse your spiritualism and make you into a better fucking human being. What kind of an idiot sits there and really thinks that they need to have some other person cleanse their soul? There's only one person who's going to work with it, and that's you. You're the one. If you're not happy with your life and the way you're sorted out, fine, but don't start throwing money at some asshole, man. These are cults, and cultists are for killing. Do not associate with cultists because they're insane. They will, without a doubt, wind up fucking you around, screwing your kids, everything. I mean, how much evidence do you need? Cults are bad, okay? It's very bad. Stay with me, bad. Cultists are for killing. Do not tolerate cultists. They're bad. I mean, there's a big difference between a lot of organized religion and cults. Cults take all your money and leave it there. Some churches are cults, but on the whole, it sucks major ass. Cultists are for killing. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
What?
He just said nothing?
I have to admit, he didn't really explain why they're for killing. It's because they're bad. I mean,
they're just bad.
Because they take your money and cleanse your spirit.
Evil.
And screw your children around?
Yes.
No, just screw your children.
Screw your children around?
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
Not around, just screw your children.
Screwing your children.
That's right.
But I will agree with him on one thing. If you have a chance, bomb the Church of Scientology. if I needed another proof to know just how fucked up California was, I had it a couple of weeks ago. I watched the special on Scientology. It was on AE.
Yeah.
It was a two-hour special. Apparently about 2 years ago, they renamed one of their streets in honor of L. Ron Hubbard.
Yay!
They where?
Really?
In California.
Really?
In the city of Los Angeles. Now, if I needed proof of just how fucked up California, which I did.
By the way, a word of warning to anybody looking to get away from a cult or the Scientologists, do not trust the Cult Awareness Network. They're owned by Scientology.
Yes, that's right. If you call up, you're worried about your child being in a cult, and you call up on the web the Cult Awareness Network. They're an organization supposedly dedicated to helping get you out of a cult.
Uh-huh.
It's actually run by the Church of Scientology.
Which, as we said before, is a cult.
So you're being grabbed by a cult.
It's very smart, if you ask me.
Yeah, that cult.
Go ahead.
You've got a much better cult.
No. Wait. No. Okay. Atheists don't usually care about helping people get out of cults. It's usually churches, because they're concerned that other... incorrect deity is taking away their sheep. Look, these are the people that traditionally believe our ridiculous religion, and now they're believing that ridiculous.
Easy prey. They already proved that they're sheep.
Drex.
Taken from one to the other.
You had a friend, and you saw this person got involved with this group.
I would stab them in the head and save them all the trouble of being a cultist.
Okay, that's one way of doing it. Please.
I was affected by Sean's rant.
Just stab them in the head.
But no, it's like...
Feel my power! Step.
I was
going to go for the neck.
I was going to say something I kind of...
Are we on the live recording? Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's there. No problem.
It's like, with the problems that we have with these idiots, I mean, you'd think that, like...
The kind of major zombie wants to call.
You know, some of them...
It's okay, I've got my finger firmly placed on the end button.
Apparently, I'm not going to get it out, so never mind. I'm done. Forget it.
You're done?
I guess I'm going to have to be... going on to something else.
No, we weren't. I was trying to cut it. I was trying to deal with it quickly so that you could continue talking, not to cut you off, actually.
Okay.
Sorry, I apologize.
Don't worry about it.
What do we want to quake? Do we want a quake clan?
Go for it. All you people out there, make us proud. Make a rant clan. Only if you're good.
If you suck, don't bother.
Spray paint the little logo on everyone.
Unless you're really good at sucking.
That's right.
In which case,
well, yes, that's a different story.
Lieutenant Major Zombie can stay because he sucks really bad.
Really bad or really good?
We don't know.
I'm not interested in
I think it's time for her to call the movie man. We have not been warned this week against calling him. So,
however, I did get a warning from the chicken, and apparently I got a call from the movie man. He was looking for the chicken. Apparently somebody in their building had gotten broken into, and so they were... He was calling up trying to find the chicken because he was worried when the chicken came
the
home
chicken broken.
And discovered that the locks had been changed on the front door to his apartment building, he was going to lose his temper and attempt to use one of his very large knives to carve through the door.
He's still there,
he
carving through the
door. He was worried this might happen?
This might happen.
It will happen.
I'm sorry. Movie man, you're slow. Will happen.
Yes.
So I need the phone.
Why?
To phone him.
Phone the movie man.
All right, I shall relinquish control of my solitary piece of tech that I have in the show.
Do you want to phone him? You think you can handle that?
I can.
Okay.
Hey,
do you know the number?
I started this feature, you know.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you know the number?
I started this feature, and I was the one who used to call.
Oh.
Of course I know the number.
Okay. Okay, wait. I'll tell you when to call.
He just made it public.
I'll tell you when to call.
All right.
Because
I like being phone guy.
Here's the Movie Man intro thingy.
Not yet. I'm just getting ready.
So how you doing, movie man?
Oh, just fine, just fine.
What do you have for us tonight?
Okay, we've got a movie review and a video review.
Excellent.
The movie review would be Dogma.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a very good movie.
Yep.
I give it 2 big thumbs up. The latest in the Kevin Smith anthology.
What other movies did he do for our listeners out there?
For our listeners out there, he's done Clerks, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy.
Yep.
Very
good
movies. For those of you who don't know, he has also appeared in every one of his movies as Silent Bob, and Jay and Silent Bob are back in this one.
Ah.
Hilarious, as usual. Don't want to say much about the movie, because it'll end up giving it all away.
You are a good man. I love you.
Well, I love you, too. And our video review is going to be, surprisingly enough, From Dusk Till Dawn 3.
Three.
Dusk Till Dawn 3.
Wow. I knew there was a 2.
I didn't know there was a 2. Wow.
2 is called Dusk Till Dawn 2, Texas Blood Money.
Oh, yeah. That was,
who wrote these movies?
That was like all new
right,
levels of
right?
that.
Writing?
But From Dusk Till Dawn 3, The Hangman's Daughter, is almost a standalone movie. It has very little to do with, and has nothing to do with the first two, other than the fact that the bar is there and there's vampires.
It's probably a good thing.
Yes, it's actually a Western. It's set in the just after the Civil War in Mexico, and has the only character, the only person who was in the first two that's in this one is Danny Trejo, who is that giant Mexican guy with a huge tattoo on his stomach, and he plays a bad guy in pretty much everything.
For those of you who remember him, he was the bartender. He was also the guy with the knives in the movie Desperado.
Exactly.
Yes. Was he in Conan?
Yes, I believe he was, but then again, there was every cheap
pub
bug in.
He was 2014 or whatever.
Yeah, okay. So was it good?
It was a very, I'm not going to say it was a very good movie, but I was...
You were gonna.
I was pleasantly surprised. I went into it expecting a cheesy-ass movie, just like the other ones, but I was surprised because I actually watched all the way through and went, wow, that didn't totally suck.
I may have to rent that.
Resounding success.
Absolutely. So those are the
that actually sounds a lot more interesting than the first one. I didn't know there was a second one.
Yeah, you didn't miss much.
Does Quentin Tarantino have anything to do with it?
The Tarantino co-produced it.
The second one?
The second one. Tarantino and Rodriguez co-produced the second one and this one. Other than that, they had nothing to do with it.
By producing, that means all they did is they got the money together to pour
it. They brought the money together, and that's it. So that's the only connection that Tarantino had with it.
Right.
I mean, big letters right across the top of it, because... So.
Did you see Sleepy Hollow?
Have not seen that one yet.
All right.
May have that one for you next week. We'll definitely have End of Days.
I hope to have that film as well, Sleepy Hollow, by the end of next week. How was it?
I liked it.
Good goth film, or is it actually worth seeing on its own?
The machine has failed to calculate when you meant.
Grinding gears now.
Is it good if you like goth?
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm not a specifically gothly lover.
I'm like basically used to having been with, like, DJ Vortex as a friend for a very long time. So when I think of films like this, my brain goes into goth mode, and I think like them, which means...
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I liked it.
I have to second the opinion of Dogma. I saw that one yesterday. It kicked ass.
Yeah? It's very good?
Yes.
That's all I've heard about.
It's the only movie I've ever seen involving angels that has a body count.
Chock full of cool quotes.
I did hear one cool line.
Wait, we're not even going to hear the line.
Well, I didn't see the film yet. I just turned on the television.
Just because you didn't hear the movie doesn't mean you can tell us all.
There were plenty of SIG-worthy lines in that movie.
Good.
So, Movie Man,
that's about it for me.
We're going to let you go.
All right.
Thank you, Movie Man.
Thanks. Join you guys later.
Say what
the
hell.
See,
all right.
Oh, there you go. Bye.
I think George Carlin as a priest in that movie says it all.
Oh, yeah.
George Carlin playing a priest?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that perfect?
I'm fucking there.
Isn't that perfect?
A Catholic priest.
What else?
What the hell, say?
The opening scenes for the movie is set the tone.
It's time to stamp your money. We haven't done this in a while.
I have no money. I am poor.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You can pretend to stamp your money.
I have for my Visa card.
You could do that.
I gave you all my money.
Okay, I'll stamp your money. Okay. What people have to do out there in rant land is take out a pen.
Theoretically,
take out a pen, because it's illegal to deface money.
Unless you're in the States, in which case...
Go for it.
We don't care.
We're in Canada. So write www.rantradio.com. And we've got a handy little stamp, so we don't have to take out a pen and do that.
Yeah, we haven't committed any crime by telling people to write on their money.
So hopefully
write
this space up.
So write www.rantradio.com on your money. All of it in as bold, biggest bold letters as you can. And if you have a little stamp like we do, it's really quick.
It's quick and easy and fun. There we go.
And hopefully one day we will receive back as change some Rant Radio money.
Eventually, sometime in the future.
Well, it depends because
it doesn't mean we will.
As soon as it hits
goal.
The bank, it's defaced money, so it's destroyed.
Really? You think they would?
Oh, yeah.
I get bills from the bank that have 10 and written on them and
only
20.
Only when it's from the teller itself, but when it goes through, like,
so it's okay for them.
Well, no, as the teller, they're not going to filter through themselves there.
It's always one set of rules for the people in power, another one for the rest of our citizens.
That's right.
No, the tellers aren't going to try and filter through it on the spot. It's at the end when everything's packaged up.
Yeah. So the news with the 1-800 number is it's not a 1-800 number.
Turn my mic back up. You turned it down because of the phone.
Oh,
come on, louder. Muffin. Turn it up louder.
Well, you're like whispering right now. When you talk, I will adjust it.
I'm talking now.
Can I?
It's adjusted.
Okay, that's good.
I'm just joking. You're getting all flustered. Are you getting flustered?
Oh,
he's about to throw a Hoffleck at you. Watch out.
I can do that, too, only it's a bigger mess. I just go over there and pull all those little plugs
yank! In. One big yank, huh?
Throw them into the television?
Just draw on the screen with the metal tips.
Oh, boy.
Look, I can sign my name.
Drexel was here. Hey, I checked out Drexel on the internet.
Drexella?
Drexel instead of Drexel?
Yes.
Like?
Instead of an E instead of an O? Drex L? Yes, okay.
And?
There's actually about 8 people with that.
Instead of the 0. Instead of the 1 of you.
Yeah.
How original.
Anyways, I just thought I'd check it out. So
let's
get back to
actually what you were trying to say about the...
Trying to. The 1-800 number is not actually a 1-800 number. Because they're all gone. Same with the 1-888 numbers. They're all gone. They haven't quite taken out the 1-866 numbers. But I got a 1-877 number. It is 1-877-729-7268. It's not done yet, but I have I've booked it or whatever, set it aside. They've reserved it for me.
What is this going to say?
It just happens to say something, because I said, get me anything with Rant in it, because I had a whole bunch of ones done up, like 35 of them. And they went, nope, none of them available. Too bad. And even the ones that I said 1-888-RANT-888, it was actually gone. So they it says a lot of things, actually. It's kind of cool. It just happens to say things. One of them, it uses up all the letters. It's 1-YOU-SPRAY-RANT. So get out your spray cans and...
Or if you're really ranting away, you spray.
That's right.
Spray rant.
Yeah. Spray it instead of
say
it.
That's what I thought you were talking about, yeah.
Yep. And if you go 1-877, it can be raw rant or say or ray rant or...
You know what I say? Rather than using the same one every night, we should just
different
rotate.
One each night.
Tonight sure. It's 1-YOU-SPRAY-RANT.
Yep. And then 1-877 Ray Rant, Raw Rant.
Pray Rant.
One
Us Pray Rant.
1-US Pray Rant. That's right. There's a great little web page called
cult.
Phonetics.
Oh, wait, we have to kill ourselves.
www.phonetic.com. And you can have fun.
Oh, wait, that's not until the next comment appears.
Oh, fun. We're safe for a while.
Fun at home with this.
It's really a UFO, not a big ball of ice.
I saw a thing about that. Oh, my God. Was Doe fucked up?
Doe?
Doe was the guy that led.
A female deer.
Called basically Heaven's Gate.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about people that were damaged goods. Oh, this boy was damaged goods.
Hey, Rant.
Raw Rant.
Here's all the different combinations.
Paw Pant.
Paw Pant. Paw Rant. Paw Sant.
Paw Scott.
Paw's Ant. Paw's Bot.
Say Rant.
Say Rant. Yeah. 1-877. Say Rant. Say Rant.
Hey, Rant.
Say Pant.
Raise Bot. Yeah,
Raise Bot.
There's a ton of them.
Sax Pant.
Paw Pamu. Oh, that's good.
Which one? Papa New. 1-877 Papa New.
Papa New.
What's wrong with you? You can't understand? You don't speak English?
Lots of different combinations, and these are like all compared against a dictionary. 7-by-pant. 7-by-rant. A whole bunch of them. So you can look that up on that
Wait
webpage.
A second. How many of us are here?
I don't know.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven.
Seven.
Ooh, that's spooky.
It's a holy number, yeah.
Getting back to that cult thing.
What to do now?
Gregorian chant?
Gregorian chant? I don't think that was on the list.
What about another sort of news item? Have you seen about they're doing a movie of the week, a Y2K?
Yeah,
okay.
That was one of the news stories that I did see listed.
You
want to
do
there.
That?
Is it on right now?
Armadillos. Don't tell them of our competitive...
No, you do not want to see this.
Armadillos and the Texans who love them.
Here it is, Y2K the movie. And I'll just paste that into the IRC channel. New Year meets Murphy's Law. The premise of behind Y2K the movie is simple. If everything could go wrong, it will. Murphy's Law is the star of this show, a fictional account of coming Y2K havoc that includes food and cash shortages, power outages, and a plane falling out of the sky, even a prison riot.
In the ads they ran for it, mm-hmm. they tried to generate some of the same controversy that cropped up in the movie Contact. Remember where they used pre-taped Bill Clinton press conference material without permission from the White House? They did the same thing for the ad campaign for this movie in order to generate some free publicity for it, which failed miserably because nobody cares.
Nobody cares anymore. They're too savvy.
Well, actually, I saw
the White House didn't even bother complaining about it.
I saw a pro. I guess it was on what the hell's the name of that? It was on CNN today. Yep. It was a poll of how many Americans actually care about Y2K. It's down to about 42% actually believe something is going to happen. It was up to
something major.
It was up to 59% 3 months ago. So it's down to about 42%. But however,
and if enough people think it, it will.
75% say they're going to
take
draw
all their
cash
money
out of the out of extra cash out of the bank. 55% say they're stockpiling food and water.
Yep.
40% said, I'm trying to think what it was, 40% one, I can't remember now, and 19% says that say they're arming themselves.
Yeah, but 42% of statistics are pretty much meaningless.
At our regiment, they're supposed to have 72 hours of food, but there's a real supply, a real shortage of IMP supply.
Uh-huh.
So they only have 24 hours, and only for the Y2K troop, so that's like great.
Are you going to be on maneuvers for Y2K?
15 people.
No, he's going to be with us in the woods.
Instead of like 90 or whatever.
Yes, I think we should tell our listeners what we're planning
on doing.
We
should. Actually, I've updated the page so everyone in here can take a look at it. Go to www.rantradio.com. Everyone go there now. Go to your webpage.
And they're not allowed to carry around firearms, so all they get is pickaxe handles.
What?
Are you fucking kidding?
Which is almost as cool.
Try your gun and I'll bludgeon you.
Well, hey.
Pickaxe, yeah. If you've seen these, they're like, okay, they're made for a pickaxe. So the head is this big.
Yes.
They're massive.
I know.
It's awesome. It's just the handle. Anyways.
Big clubs.
So go to the What the Hell page.
No, you don't have to do that. That's not
what
it is.
I say is, why use just the handle?
Wait a second.
It's not on
the What the Hell page. Sorry, Grant Radio.
Grant Radio and No Deal, our awesome graphic guy, has made a banner for us for the Y2K excursion. And there it is. Get away from Y2K. Where is it? Get away from Y2K. Escape the inevitable from December 30th to January 3rd. And just click on that banner.
By January 3rd, everything will be back under control.
Or if it isn't, we'll know enough not to come back.
No heat, no light, no motor cars, not a single luxury.
And it gives us some basic information about it. And taking some pictures of the area.
We're bringing a hot tub or we're setting one up?
We're making a hot tub.
Cool.
Up there. It pumps in from the river, goes through some copper tubing in the fire, heats up, and we've got a pump that pumps it into the hot tub. And it drains back into the river. And here's some pictures. There's the dark one getting her prepared to get her head chopped off there.
Mental note for pumping the water through the fire.
Yes.
It's quite interesting when you end up getting it a little bit too slow, and the pressure builds and it backs itself up and it goes kaboom.
Yes,
it's really quite fun.
I've seen that happen.
We just about lost a couple of people last time.
Wow.
That's all right, because the fire isn't going to be near anybody in the hot tub, and that's where I'm going to be.
The hot tub,
so I don't care.
Nowhere near the fire.
I don't care about the people near the pump.
What is the melting point of copper?
Probably higher than
I think it's about 1,200 degrees, isn't it?
Steel. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's true, but you know what? The idea is that there's water pumping through it, cold water.
Theoretically, cold itself.
Really cold water from the river, and it will take an awful lot to heat up water. It depends on how quick it's going through. Like
very fast, because it won't heat it that fast.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's not going to heat it up quick enough, or it's going to heat it up too quick?
You just have to be careful with it, because there is a fine line with it. You'll
Black
you start
Wolf.
Pumping it and too
take the microphone.
Black Wolf, are you going to be coming with us?
Actually, I don't think I will.
I'm afraid the pump will blow up.
See, I'll show you. I'll show you the
no,
list.
No, actually, I'd enjoy that, because that was fun last time.
See, it says here, Black Wolf, weak. No, he's not coming.
Yes, I am weak, and no, I don't think I will.
See?
So we have
I
Rex.
This is so squishy, but you don't have to figure it out.
Well,
Coma Boy.
Because I don't want to, because my boyfriend doesn't want to go, because he doesn't know any of you guys.
He's weak. He was here. He has to appear here more.
Just go anyways.
Tell him. Seriously.
Too bad for him.
Sir, girl on the left, tell him to come. It will be great.
He'll get to know us.
He does have a job. That's
tell
the
him. Oh, Muffin.
So what? I have a job, too. I'm telling my boss I'm not coming in for those 5 days.
Me, too.
Tell him to stuff it.
I'm in computers. You danger, danger. I have to keep the computers running.
They'll be calling you.
They're on the first.
Danger. So here's some, it gives a rundown of the people that are going to come. And I'll just read out. We went 4x4ing in Remembrance Day, Canadian holiday, to scope out the camping site. We had been there once before, but I didn't bring the video camera along that time. I took the video of the whole site and did some still video capture, as per usual. Below are some pictures taken during the trip of the people that came and some of the area. One picture is the Forked River that we'll be camping beside. It's a raging river. There's also a picture of the campsite and one of where the hot tub will go. A picture of the nice waterfalls is in there, too. The waterfall is nowhere near the site, but it's a nice waterfall nonetheless. There's a picture of me, Corey, and Dark One, Drex wielding a sword.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And Kimberly that came with us, and then there's Sean Kay.
Sean Kennedy looking
so miserable.
He looks so chipper and happy.
Oh yeah.
I scarcely recognize him.
What happened? What occurred during that picture?
And I quote,
"It's just a great video capture that I happened to get while he was explaining where things are gonna go."
There's such a fuck I hate the woods look on his face.
That is it. That is it in a nutshell.
That's it. When and things were going bad in Deliverance.
Squeal!
Here's the panorama.
Actually, I was just thinking, what was being placed in what orifice for him to just make that
face? I
think
the sword came into play there a little bit.
Yeah, whoa!
He looks like he's getting splashed with cold water in a very uncomfortable.
And here's a panoramic picture of the site.
Oh, this is nice.
With a nice logo in front of
it. Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
How far are we away from anything?
Very close. Like, I would say, if you hurry, 5-minute drive. 5-minute drive from civilization.
No, it's further than that.
10, 15 minutes.
10-15. To the main road.
The main road.
No, it would be longer.
I can make
than
it
that.
In 3.
But anyways,
are we
going to
be legal being there?
Oh.
Who cares? It's cold. No one will be up there. It doesn't matter. They won't stop us. anyways. The thing is, the road going up there is really just a gravel road. There's no.
It's very simple.
There's no. Like, normally they have, like, big trenches in the road to let water go through, and you have to go up and over them and whatever. You
there's
can
no
get
gates
any
up,
vehicle up there.
There's no gates
unless
up here,
snow,
so they can't close
unless
them.
There's snow.
And here's the raging river. That's
very
beside.
Interesting sew job.
the program up there didn't know what to do with the water, so it just went bleh. So I made this.
And
it's not bad.
No. The second one is better than the one the computer did. The one Sumerian did by himself is way better than the one the computer did.
Yeah, it kind of mushes the ones up top.
It gives a better picture of what you
see.
See
those rocks there? It's very cool area, actually. There's huge, massive rocks, like a big line of them. And then there's this sort of face out there, and it's just really nice.
They fell off the mountain. They rolled down the hill and landed in our sight.
Highly doubtful.
Does that make you feel safe?
Highly doubtful. Actually, we went up there.
I think it happened
during the last ice age.
Yes, probably.
Moved by glaciers.
When we went up there the second time, there were some rocks that actually did fall on the road.
It was further up the road, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's nowhere near our campsite, and there's no
rock. Well, it'll block you into the campsite. No. That's the worst.
Cool, we could be trapped.
Right.
No.
There would have to be an awful lot of rocks to not get by them.
During the winter, you're probably pretty safe. It's the spring thaw.
Yeah.
Would pretty much have it in for you, unless it's a warm day that day.
Actually, usually we get snow for about 2 weeks before Christmas, then it goes away, and then that's our spring thaw.
Yeah,
I hope everyone brings
asking her. About gross hospital stories.
Yes, I will have a gross hospital.
It's the highlight of the show. That's why we put it at the end, so people actually listen to this crap we're saying.
And that's why I stick around, because I usually leave after the gross hospital
that's
story.
Right.
So they're just trying to force me to stay longer.
Yeah, people want you to stay.
When people leave,
they like me.
When people leave, they either leave early, or they leave like 3 minutes before the show is over.
I've
it just drives me crazy. Oh, bye, guys. And I'm like, there's 3 minutes left. Can you not wait 3 minutes to say bye to the people?
Leave 3 minutes early.
To drive Sim crazy.
By the way, speaking about leaving, could I get a ride home? Because I really don't feel like walking.
You could. I always give you a ride home. Why would you have to ask?
Because you've taken off a couple of times before. No, I've
3 minutes before the show ends.
I got a
No. I left one time because I tapped my watch like, oh, what time? Look at the time. And you're like, oh, yeah, like we're going to stop because it's 11 o'clock, even though we're having fun. And I'm like, whoa. Calm down, man. I'm just saying I got to go.
Wrong sign, dude.
So I left. And if the show ended 3 minutes after that, that's your fault because you're the one. Anyways.
That's okay.
Finger pointing. Well, it's not a television show. Once we get the video up and rolling,
yeah,
man,
we can point
the
fingers.
Finger
yeah, fingers will be pointed then. We're going to do one more Sean K.
Chest.
This one's internet porn Black Wolf wanted it. And
yeah.
Listen to the music that
this
I put to
catchy,
it.
Baby.
Here it is, Sean K on internet porn.
What the fuck? Those you asked for it is your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio. That's just how it works.
So I'm surfing around on the internet the other day, just like every other person. I go into a couple news groups, and I start downloading some porn. Some good old-fashioned, you know, everyday porn. Some Sylvia Saint in there, some Taylor Wayne in there, what have you. But then as I go along, I start finding, you know, some really twisted shit. Like, we're talking 8mm shit going on with the internet. Now, I can understand certain amounts of kinks, like whatever. You know, some guys are into anal sex. That's all well and good. Some people like, you know, girls dressed up like schoolgirls. You know, they like looking at 18, 19-year-olds. Okay, I can even grasp that. But what the fuck is going on with these people who want to, like, rape chicks and, like, beat the fuck out of dogs and shove hamsters up their ass and all this freaky-ass internet shit porn where people are, like, jerking off and fucking goat intestines and shit like that? How is that possibly a turn-on? Like, you are one sick motherfucker if you're sitting there, you know, trying to find rape footage of children. What the hell are you on? People say that we should, you know, we need to police the internet to prevent that sort of thing. I agree, but the government shouldn't police it. We should police ourselves. There's an organization out there that are, like, hackers against pedophiles. But anyway, like, we should police ourselves on the internet. It should be done where you don't have people who post, like, you know, genuine rape footage. If some guy gets off by having a dildo shoved up his ass, right on, party on, excellent, okay? As long as you're not hurting nobody. But what the fuck is going on with some of this freaky internet porn, man? Some of it is just fucking wrong. And they're like, hey, who are you to judge what's wrong and what's right? Well, my name's Sean Kennedy, and I judge, okay? So if there's any problem, then, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's not like a sort of kind of wrong. It's not like it's something that, you know, I just don't agree with. It's fucking wrong. Raping kids and filming it is wrong, okay? Raping kids alone is wrong. Never mind the filming it part. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is the world coming to when you're downloading shit and people are, like, getting raped and shit on film? Come on, people. Let's get with the program here. I say a lot of rank stuff. I maybe piss a lot of people off, but it sure as fuck don't hurt anybody. At least no one who doesn't deserve it. So, come on, guys. Let's get on the fucking program. If anybody happens to come across people posting pedophiles or rape footage or any shit that is basically, you know, flat out wrong, wreck it. Burn it. Blow it up. Get rid of it. Because, man, we don't fucking need it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
Now,
once again,
it's time
for Gross Old Stories.
Hi, boys and girls. It's time for your Uncle Dak to tell you another gross hospital story.
Woohoo! Yay, Uncle Dak!
I may have mentioned it to a few of our listeners, but because there's a couple of newbies on the line, I'll say it again. I spent 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
Five whole years.
5 whole years working at a hospital, and in that time I saw many gross and disgusting things. Well, this week I'm going to tell you about somebody who truly deserved to have something gross and disgusting happen to him. We have this guy come in, and he has had the hell beaten out of him. No idea what the hell, what really caused it. He wouldn't say. He was very quiet about it. The police came in. They tried to investigate it. He didn't really want to say. And in Canada, we don't really have a law that basically says you have to tell that somebody beat you within an inch of your disgusting, slimy life. So he basically was released, and he was let go. About 2 weeks later, he comes back. This time, he's a little bit worse, if you can imagine. Now, the first time, he had a cracked orbit of his eye, a fractured nose, and he had cuts over his entire body. Now, we were curious about these cuts until we found
out
how they came. Apparently, he was not only beaten the hell out of, but he was taken out into the woods and tied to a tree by barbed wire and left there. Somebody came along, found him. The cops then came along and found him, cut him free, and brought him into us. He didn't want to mention this. Now, like I said, the second time he comes in, he's worse. Besides the bruises and the bashing and the beatings that he had received the last time, there's a whole new set of Technicolor bruises all over this guy's body, and he's complaining deeply.
I'm glad you told me that he deserves this at the beginning of the story.
Now, it basically comes in, and he's all covered in, like, besides more bruises, he's complaining about massive pains in his lower abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're trying to figure out what's wrong. We want to check to see if he has blood in his urine. Well, he can't urinate. Mm-hmm. So we place a catheter inside, and we get a little blood and a little urine, but not as much as we should. And it's in there for a long time, and we're not really getting anything. And he's starting to basically now go into shock. Well, it turns out they beat him so hard, they burst his bladder inside his body.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, this hurts.
I'd like you to try to imagine. Now, your bladder is a flexible...
I don't want to imagine.
...stretchable bag inside your body.
Pretend no more.
I don't want to pretend no more.
And they beat this guy so hard that without tearing the tissue that surrounds it, his bladder burst.
Pop.
I can't, thank you. I can't imagine. I mean, I've beaten guys severely. I've taken a bat to one guy on one occasion. I can't imagine the work it takes to do this. I really can't. So finally, he basically is like kept in hospital for a couple of weeks, and he's desperate to try to get out of hospital. Finally,
why?
We don't know, and he won't
stay. It's nice in here. It's safe.
He basically finally gets out, and he goes. And my crotch hurts here. Thank you, Critical S. That's the highest form of compliment. Well, finally it comes down that what's going on. Well, actually, I should preface it this. We get him a third time. Only this time, he hasn't really been beaten too badly.
Okay.
But somebody apparently helped him along his way into an overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this dickhead was cutting heroin that he was selling with strychnine.
Mm.
Ooh.
Good.
Please fill me in on what that is.
Strychnine killed our dog.
Strychnine is commonly used as... The strychnine is used as a rat poison.
It's an illegal rat poison. It's
nowadays.
No longer legally available. In Canada.
But basically, it apparently, it's an old-time... basically dealer's thing that basically you could use for cutting your heroin with, that and other things. And it
great.
Was literally cut with apparently so much strychnine that a couple of people got extremely ill from his product and didn't like this and proceeded to take it out on him. Plus, there was also, I believe, that he might have owed some people some money. We never got the whole story. We just got part of this from the cops when they brought him in because we got him before he went to the county morgue.
Okay, but here's my... You think he deserves it for doing that? Well, the only people that are going to be affected are
he
like...
He should be selling pure heroin.
Well, first of all,
first of all
as far as I'm concerned, if he's basically selling drugs that hard... Now, look, I am a drug Nazi as far as that goes. I'm a fascist when it comes to basically drugs.
Zero tolerance.
No, I'm not quite zero tolerance because as far as I'm concerned, if you're into basically grass... Personally, that's no problem. If
just don't do it when you're driving, because it does affect your driving, you smelly bastard.
But however, if you're growing it, you're a dealer, that feeds into organized crime. That's when I want to beat you to death with a baseball
bat.
But
for
me... this is a side story. However, when it comes to somebody dealing major drugs, I have zero sympathy. So, as far as I'm concerned, what I was saying before, it's just bleach in the gene pool.
Okay, but it's not justice when someone else who's particularly useless does it to me. It's just sort of useful.
Yeah, okay, I have
not
to agree.
Not just, but useful. You know, they're all scum, and so it's good they're killing each other. You know, it keeps
like the
their numbers down.
When it's only them.
But it's not
themselves.
Justice when a gang member kills another gang member. It's
no.
just useful.
Okay, like I said, I will agree with you on that. It wasn't like justice was really done. It was one scumbag killing another scumbag. I just said that he deserved it in the fact that, you know, he's no longer on my planet and breathing my air.
But he still is, right?
Well, no, he's dead.
Really?
I said he was brought in
off to
with an overdose.
Oh, okay, but an overdose doesn't mean...
Yeah.
That's true. Overdose doesn't necessarily
just
mean...
just means you've had too much drugs.
That's true. Okay, he was DOA when we got him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Cold stone. I basically...
Somebody has to declare him dead, though, right?
I have to say that basically all we basically got to do is I then got to basically bag his ass, roll him into a shroud, put him on the tray, take him down, and put him into one of the
problem clothes. Solved. Click.
Yep. And that was the last time I saw him.
Really?
He never
came back.
No, never came back. I got to sign his ass in the book, and that was it.
Put that little stretchy thing over his toe and.
Yep.
And Peanut Butter has joined us.
Hi, Peanut Butter.
Hello.
Late than ever, I guess. I guess we're going to open the phone lines.
Quite late.
For about 10 minutes. So the phone number is, for now, for about another, probably not next week, unfortunately, but the week after, because they have to send me the paperwork in the mail And I have to sign it and send it back, and then 5 days later it's hooked up.
Because they're too slow for the internet or faxing.
That's right. If it was done over the internet, it'd be like, type in, search for number, click, enter. Okay, which number do you want it forwarded to? This thing costs so little money, you wouldn't think it'd be such a big contract for it. But I'm going into a one-year contract with it, which is not a big deal because I can just go.
It costs nothing.
It costs nothing,
okay,
actually.
I will accept having the number in my name for a year at zero cost.
You just don't answer it.
If it costs you nothing.
I'm confused.
Okay, I'll explain.
It only costs if you use it. So if you decide you don't want it anymore, so what if you have a contract for a year? It doesn't cost you anything a month. Just don't answer the phone.
I'll explain.
No wonder there's like no wonder it's so hard to find an operating number because like.
I'd like to get one from my house so that my friends can call me from long distance.
Yeah.
And it'd be
it's
really
cheaper, actually, than long distance.
Well, if I ever need to basically make a long distance call.
I probably won't answer it because it'll only be answered if you phone Sunday night between 9 and 11. The way it's going to work is I've already got.
Night between 9 and 11, Drexel hang up on.
Yeah. I've already got a phone number.
Help! I'm in Mexico! I've been taken prison!
Click!
See what the hell?
That
click.
Sounded important.
Whoa.
I will know if it is the 1-800 number phoning because I've got a second line to this house now. It's not a second line, but it's a distinctive ring. So if somebody phones on the 1-800 number, it's a double ring.
Single ring, ring. And if it's a triple ring, that means
somebody downstairs. And if it's
single
a single ring,
it's just a normal phone.
And if
we
it's four rings, it means the phone is
broken. That's right. And I'm debating whether to put an answering machine on the phone line. To take messages when the show's not on.
No.
I'll see.
It depends.
Depends how many calls and if
we'll
they're
try it out.
And if they're actually good calls.
And you can also set it to hang up after, say,
a minute. Yeah, and then it'll cost. Well, the
9 cents.
9 cents. The costs are 9 cents in Canada per minute and 11 cents from the States.
What about
this
from
is
outside?
Canadian.
What about outside of North America?
No.
We can't accept outside North America?
I don't
know.
I guess it works. I don't know.
We don't have any
listeners outside North America.
So for all of our British...
Hey, Gloom Bunny!
All our British and...
Gloom Bunny's here!
Gloom Bunny! Gloom Bunny!
Woo! She made it.
Yay, Gloom Bunny. Are you at a friend's house? We were suggesting you go to a friend's house.
That's right.
But we didn't think you could hear us, so we're very impressed with your telepathic...
Trade sexual favors for an internet access.
That's right.
That was their suggestion, not mine.
Oh, sure.
Men.
Sure,
feminists getting together.
Oh, and she's
gone. No, don't go! Hey, maybe she's calling.
Maybe.
Maybe she's calling.
Could be. Who knows? That was fast.
A quick one.
She knows what we're thinking. Quit leaving.
Quit leaving.
Was it really Gloom Bunny?
We don't know. It was just from a number. Could be anywhere. I don't know where she was from before.
Maybe it was somebody playing with her mind.
Maybe it was just a mirage.
We never saw it. Could be.
If he comes back.
Where is Lieutenant Major Zombie?
So here's the phone number.
He was here a moment ago
as Gloom Bunny.
There's the phone number. So you can phone in now. The phone lines will be open for...
6 minutes.
6 minutes, and I'll play the little intro while we're waiting for
ticking.
Waiting for people to phone in. I haven't played this in a while. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191. Call in right now.
I always think that is cows in the background.
What is it?
It's like
it's me
animal.
Saying, call now. I slowed down my voice. I didn't slow down the pitch.
But the music sounds like, you know, like country music or some sort of farmer. So I'm like picturing cows in the background.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. It's pretty lame, actually.
Yippee-ki-yay, mouth, motherfucker.
And there goes peanut butter.
Bye, peanut butter.
Bye, peanut butter. Lieutenant Major Zombie shot off to go play Waterworks with a pillow. Wow.
Okay.
That was way too much information.
Okay, you were talking about in the last 3 minutes. They left a little early tonight. There's only 5 and a half minutes.
Who left early?
I think you just said peanut butter left.
Well, she only just came, too, so.
And Lieutenant Major Zombie, he left.
No, he got kicked.
Oh, by his mom or something.
No, he was listening after that.
Okay.
Anyways,
so anything happening?
I don't know. We're waiting for someone to call.
They're too. I'm gonna have to go through my speech again. How much does it cost?
The whole dime.
The phone is working. I mean, all of you are from like the age range of about 14 to 16. You don't even own your own phones. It's your mom's bill.
Your parents
Who cares?
Won't mind
They
nine
won't
cents,
even notice
cents,
it.
Whatever it is.
9 or 10 cents.
They'll be weak.
Why would I call somebody from Vancouver?
It's not
I
my
don't
call.
Know anybody in
I would,
Vancouver. Yeah. It must be some phone freak.
They won't even... Yeah,
phone freaker.
It's only the same thing as, say, going into your parents' wallet and stealing some money.
It's no big
I mean,
deal.
You've never stopped at that before.
You earn it. You've earned it.
Depending on your parents, they might call up and bitch so much that they don't even have to pay for
that
it.
That would be great. Get your parents to phone in.
And hey, if they have call answer, they'll end up calling us.
That's right.
We're not going to tell them who you are. We don't even fucking know. And we'll even tape it. We might
Actually,
even be
I've
able
got
to tape
somebody.
It
even
and
hear
put it
later
on the show.
I've got nobody's going to call, so I'm going to play this thing. I love when this happens. This is so funny. Once in a while,
my phone.
Once in a while, I get people on my answering machine. I get people on my answering machine all the time. But once in a while, I get this kind of message, and I got this one today.
Sent today at 6:33 p.m.
Hey, James, Kev. Probably let you know.
Not you.
And Jason will probably end up there. Maybe around 8 or so. We'll call just to make sure you're home before we leave, okay? Bye.
Okay, that wasn't it.
I love when that happens
wow, that
on my answer
funny.
Machine. It's even better when they don't leave a message, and all of a sudden on my answer machine, it's ring. Hello? Hello?
And it's the person that,
Hello?
It's the person that wasn't going to leave you a message, but you know who they are now. It's awesome.
And it's so funny. You know how that happens? Does anybody here know how that happens?
No, I don't.
They hang up too quick?
People take their phone. They have the phone in their hand, and they go, okay, I'm done with my message. Hangs up with their hand, then lets go, and then puts the phone on the hook. And this actually switches over to the other line, then they hang up, and then the answer machine's still on the line, so it rings you back, reminding you that someone's still on the line.
Because remember, with TELUS, we all have three-way calling.
That's right, and that's what it is. It's you switched over to the other
what
line
do you mean
to
we
dial
all have
out
three-way calling?
Automatically.
Everyone has three-way calling. You just hang up, pick up, or push your flash.
Oh, so it's a
Everybody
negative
has
option
a
billing
line?
Thing.
Sort of. It's
Everyone
kind of like
has
Star 6-9.
Are we all getting billed for this?
No, we're not. Only if
no,
you use it.
If you use it, you will.
But if you accidentally use it.
There, that's the difference,
whatever.
Yeah. It's a little bit more intrusive than the Star 6-9 or Star 5-7 or Star whatever. Right, you actually actively dial.
So it's not a it's not like a
Rabbit Puppy is 22 and some spare change.
Really?
You're an adult. No,
you're an adult
who
listens to the show.
Who let you in here?
You're above our age range. You can't listen anymore. I'm sorry.
You're getting close to the same age range as us, dude.
Very close. And you still
we
appreciate
like
this kind of humor?
We like having an advantage over everybody. Like,
he
so
said he's
superior.
Old. At 22, he
22
thinks he's old.
You feel
How
old?
Does that make us feel?
You feel
huh?
old?
Fuck you.
I believe I said...
He calls himself old and stupid, though.
Oh, okay.
And stupidity isn't bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
So I think they go a bit hand in hand.
Shut up, you've ruined it.
Mr. Noodles keeps you young.
Yes, it probably
also
does.
Also, naming body parts is a great way to keep you young.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Happy. It's not a man in the room who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
You'll have to
I
explain
said man.
It to us. Ooh.
Ooh. He knows it him. Wouldn't be a fight. I'd just kick your ass.
Here's something I found on the internet or somewhere. I don't know if it's funny, but here it is. It's called stupid.
It's a fact. Stupid people have stupid children. If you're stupid, please don't have sex. If you insist on having sex, then please have sex with animals. Preferably animals smarter than you are. That way, if by some biological fluke you and the animal actually have offspring, odds are the offspring will be less stupid than you are. One more thing. Don't assume the animal is protected. If the animal has a condom, or if female some sort of interuterine device, insist they wear it. Please, help stamp out this mindlessness. Keep your stupidity to yourself. This message brought to you by the Council of Concerned Citizens who are smarter than you are.
That is beautiful.
Okay, it was funny.
That is so good.
The THX thing is just the THX sound. Oh. Would we all like to hear that?
I thought it was going to be something along the lines of the audience is now deaf.
No, I don't have that.
You can put it on as I shut the door on myself.
You're shutting the door.
Or are we ending the show? Do I have to leave 3 minutes early, or are we ending the show now?
We're actually ending the show now because nobody phoned in. They all heard about the 1-800 number and went, I can phone in 2 weeks and it'll be free. I shouldn't have told them.
Well, in that case, I'm going to say goodbye. Black Wolf, good night.
Bye from Black Wolf. Bye.
Go this is goodbye from Dax. And so long, farewell, and fuck you all.
Adieu.
Fuck y'all.
DJ Psycho saying, yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
This is the girl on the left saying, see you next week.
No, you won't. You never, ever see them.
Hear you next week, then.
No, you don't hear them either.
Talk to you next week.
There you go. Woohoo!
Talk at you. That was the guttural utterings of Projectile Vomit Man.
And bye from Drek and...
And Sumerian.
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 My microphone smells funny now.
Oh. Do we want to know that?
The question is, once you noticed it smelled funny, why did you continue to smell it?
Well, that's human nature.
You knew the source.
Hey, this smells funny. Hey, smell it.
Your farts are really nasty.
Come here, smell
really
it.
Nasty. I've just been picking my ear. You want to sniff my fingers?
That's how it works.
So, anyways, bye.
And here's, and have a safe Halloween.
You'll hear us next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard.
Wait, actually, bye to all the people who hung on till the end. Critical S, Dr. Evil, Rabbit Puppy, Infaloop, Voodoo Glow Skull, and Shazboard. Here's the outro again.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.